Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jeray Williams. And I know I have so many new listeners, and I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. So I am a wellness postpartum coach. I am creating space for new moms to feel seen and heard by helping them build their own village, to prioritize their wellness and rediscover their identity, to show up empowered to be their best without neglecting their family. That is my mission. That is my goal for Worthy Forever. This is what we do. We're creating that space for moms. We're making that shift happen. I know me, I'm a mom of two. I understand the challenges of navigating the postpartum period and the importance of wellness, from not knowing the signs and symptoms of perinatal mental health disorders, which you can experience and not even know it. You're trying to heal and rest from birth while taking care of a new person. While the physical recovery from childbirth can take time, the emotional and mental recovery can take even longer. Don't get me started on the sleep deprivation, which can increase your emotions, can even lead to depression in some cases. And you're also feeling like a strong sense of responsibility for your baby, but at the same time, may not feel ready or capable of taking on the role as a parent. And that is okay. That's why I started this podcast, because postpartum needs to be planned just like birth, because it's the longest trimester. And I am here to give you encouragement and fill you up and give you great tips that you can apply to your daily life. And so, with that said, I have officially put some digital products on my site just to let you know, for postpartum planning, from burnout to prioritizing your self-care. And the best one is renewing your mind as a mom. These products are going to help you elevate and show up, because we're always about thriving, not surviving. And because we're talking about that, let's get into today's topic. We're going to talk about It's Not Up to Us. That's the title of this episode. It is not up to us. So recently I was reading my Bible in 1 Corinthians 3, and it just reminded me so much. Hold on, guys. Actually, let me do this. I'm going to pull up the verse for you so that you can hear it. Give me one quick second, because I want this in real time. I want you to be able to feel what I'm saying and make it all come together for you to walk away like, whoo, I needed that. So 1 Corinthians 3. And I'm going to start at verse 7. And it says, "So then, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive his own reward according to his own labor." Did y'all get that? It says, "But only God who gives the growth." And then when you go down to verse 11, it says, "For no one can lay any foundation other than what has been laid down. That foundation is Jesus Christ." And then as you go down to verse 22, y'all stick with me now. You know, you're like, "Ooh, girl, you jumping around." But just, I'm reading to you in case you drive it. I want you to hear it. It talks about the world or life or death or things present or things to come. Everything is yours, and you belong to Christ, and the Christ belongs to God. Ooh, so let's get into it, because it's not up to us. Okay. So one thing I was, when I read that, what I got out of it is that you can plant, you can water, you can labor, you can rest. That's the things that you can control. And what I mean is, by planning, that means you can start those goals. You can work towards those goals. You can show up and start taking action, even if it's just a small 5 minutes a day. Whether it's you want to build a business, whether you want to just get better at being a mom, rediscover yourself, prioritize your wellness. You just want to, get right in your marriage. Whatever it is, you have to start with planning. It reminded me of my garden. Like, y'all know I love gardening, if you don't know. But so as I've been more in my garden, yes, I can plant the seeds, I can water it. I can go out there and cut off leaves and things that need to be trimmed. And I can just walk away from it and rest. But the only way it can grow is if I walk away sometimes and let God do the work, because He wants to see us have faith and have consistency in showing up. And that's what it means about the planting aspect of it. You want to make sure that you start doing the work, taking the small steps, doing the small actions. If you're like, "Well, I want to be able to start working out again," you may not be able to do a full hour, especially with, a new baby, unless you reach out to your village. But if you're like, "Oh, I don't really have any village just yet," we're gonna say yet, then go out and start small at home. I know for me, I just recently, instead of walking on my treadmill, because my toddler likes to join on the treadmill and that's not safe. So what I do is I start walking around the kitchen in circles, walking around, and I have to hit 10 minutes. It may sound like, wow, like you just walk around the kitchen. Yes, but it makes a difference. And I'm starting small so that when, as they grow, I can grow and be able to have longer time spans of working out. And that's okay because I'm in a season of, yeah, you got to start where you are. So then I'm saying you have to water it. You got to nurture it, you know? Just like your body needs water, you need to water your goals, speak life into them, do the work, learn, you know, gain knowledge about it. You know, if you want to learn how to start a business, you have to start somewhere. You got to look it up, you know, and laboring, put the work in. That's where the action comes in. You have to show up, even if you're tired, even if you're just like, I don't know what's happening. You have to show up. I know for me, I'm gonna be honest, y'all. My youngest is teething right now, and me and my husband been up late all night, you know, for the past probably 4 days. You know, we're not really getting sleep, but we're still showing up to hit our goals. I still show up for you guys because you guys motivate me. I'm not gonna let my tiredness affect how I show up for you all. I'm always gonna show up, okay? And that's something I had to learn. It didn't happen overnight, but that's why I made that guide for you guys about renewing your mind because it's gonna help you become that mom, become that wife, become that woman. So that you can thrive and not survive during this time. It's a big transition, you know, especially through emotionally and mentally. And you want to be able to navigate through that without giving up. Then it comes that faith. Okay. It comes faith. And like me and my husband talk about, sometimes faith is just small as a mustard seed. You may not even at the moment just even see the full vision of your life or see the full picture. But all you need is a little faith. If you ever seen a mustard seed, it is so small. Like I had bought some really fancy mustard one time, and I didn't really realize that there were mustard seeds in it until after the fact, which was really amazing. And I was like, oh, this is what God tells us to have it, just this small. And if you have a mustard seed in your hand and you see how small it is, that's all you can start with, you know? That's all you can really do. And it's okay. So that's why I'm telling you, you want to make sure that you are planting. You want to make sure that you are watering your garden. And I say watering your garden is yourself. You're always going to be able to grow. You're always going to be able to cultivate, plant new ideas, plant new things out into this world because you are creative. You may not think you are, but you are very creative. You can do those things without even knowing until you start. You got to start where you are. So that's the things that you can control. You can plant. You can water, you can labor, you can rest, and you can have faith. You don't know what the outcome's going to be, but when you do those things and you're consistent with it, you have that discipline with it, the growth comes from God. If he see you doing those things, he's like, oh, I gotta bless my child. Like I see them. It may not happen right when you want it, you know, but I have goals. I've been working on my business for 2 years, y'all, 2 years. And it's just starting to see some traction with it. And that's because I've been consistent. I've been showing up. I've been planting. I've been watering. I've been laboring. I've been resting from it. Even when I had my son, I took a step back. Well, my second son, I took a step back just to make sure I'm taking care of myself so I can show up for you all. And the growth comes from him. And we have to trust him, and everything comes in his timing and not our own. You may even feel like, well, when is my baby going to start sleeping again? When will I be able to just leave the house without having to worry about packing a diaper bag, making sure I have my purse, making sure I have my phone, my keys, making sure baby's clean? Oh, the diaper. Oh, they got to get their diaper changed before I leave. Like those things are temporary. You know, I used to think my first son would never go to sleep in the middle of the night, like sleep the night through, and it happened. You know, you have to be optimistic throughout the hard times and just don't give up on yourself. So I'm trying to tell you, continue to plant, water, labor, rest, and have your foundation in Jesus. You need to make sure that you in your word, you need to make sure that you're having your quiet time because that's going to renew your mind as well. You can't be out here just doing whatever, like trying to just wing life when you just need a foundation to help you continue to show up and be consistent every day. So here's my formula for you. I want you to try it out. And let me know what you think. You want to plant? That means you need to start sowing your seeds. You need to start putting those ideas down and working towards them bit by bit. You need to water them, learn, read books, read, listen to podcasts, surround yourself around people that have the knowledge. If you're around people that are negative and they don't see what you're doing, you're not watering yourself. You're drying out the well. So you need to be able to surround yourself around like-minded people. You need to make sure that you're laboring. That means showing up every day, tired, frustrated. You don't know what else is gonna do. You just, even if you're angry, sometimes you just have to reset, but still show up with the labor. Just like you go to work on yourself. Make sure that you're doing those things and have rest. Take time to rest. Rest doesn't necessarily mean always sleeping. Sometimes it's just sitting down, meditating, and reflecting and just filling yourself up. It doesn't necessarily mean like you're going out shopping and doing all those things. It's like you being complacent where you are and just sitting with yourself. And have that faith, even if it's the size of a mustard seed, because God's promise will prevail. I don't know who needs to hear this. Let me tell you again, God's promise will prevail. So you will eventually see God's growth from you. It always reminds me of Tabitha Brown's story about how it took her 20 years to get where she is. And if you don't know about Tabitha Brown, go look her up. But she had to plant, water, labor, rest, and her foundation, Jesus. And growth comes from God. And that's how she's where she is now. And you can do the same thing. You still have time. And ain't no rush. Ain't no rush. So I want you to know that. So be patient and work on areas that you can produce fruit. Because when God decides you're ready, you already had that preparation. And with that said, please make sure you subscribe to my email list by clicking on going to worthyforever.com. Making sure that you can look at the digital products that can help you. I'm have coaching sessions open now, soon to be workshops. Y'all, it's a lot happening this year. We showing up. I'm making an impact. Be sure to tune in because there's a lot of things coming. All right. So until next time, I love you. Continue to do the work. Even as a mom, you can do it. It may not be ideal, but it's not impossible. Until next time. And be sure to leave a review and let me know what you think about this episode. All right. Bye.